Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets Podcast. My name is Kurt Lawfer, the real estate agent, and with me forever is...
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent. We'll try and lift up the energy that high. Now, Kurt.
Yes, I love it.
You must have been having a great week. How has your week been?
Do you know what? I am ecstatic because there is a settlement happening today on a property that took a very long time to sell. It's one of those grinding ones, and it's been perfect since it has exchanged. A lovely settlement. Both parties are amazing, so very keen on that.
Is this the one that was 5 months in the making?
Oh, 5 months in the making.
Was it?
It was. So... perseverance, and now we get
perseverance,
to...
perseverance, resilience, and now we have to have some fun. Today, we are talking actually about selling. Why now is the right time to sell?
Well,
is no, it... No. You'll get your chance in a moment to rebuttal.
Why is that? You're just trying to convince everyone that it's the right time to sell. I love it.
Well, I just see the conditions that are right for our listeners, regardless of what I do for a job. I think now is the right time to sell. So I'm going to go through some reasons.
The ethics, Chris. The ethics. I love it.
Wow. Cuts deep. I'm going to go through some high-level points, a little bit of a context on each of them, and you tell me where I'm wrong. Okay?
We'll go through all of them and then if
I... Hey. I know what I'm doing. Do you know what you're doing?
No.
Pay attention. Okay, number one, there is low stock.
Low stock, okay.
Overall across Sydney, there is some pockets, but overall low stock. So when's a good time to sell? When is low stock? Because then yours is looking special. There isn't a high number of buyers. There is more buyers now than stock. You just let me know any time I'm wrong here.
I'll let you know.
No, it's okay. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. The interest rates are stable, right? They're predicting to continue to be stable. Right?
Yep.
So there is some confidence there in how to get finance and what finance looks like. Prices are up. They're about 3 to 4% up in the last 6 months and about 10% up on the last year. That sounds pretty attractive to me to be a time to sell. Now, some economics. Unemployment is down, immigration is up, and the number of construction of new dwellings is almost zero. It's not zero, but it's pretty, I'm going to say, pretty piss poor.
We're not in here to government policy, but hey.
Well, if I was looking at government policy, I'd definitely be looking at increasing the dwellings, but anyway, that's not me. So those three things, right? So unemployment, immigration is up, and new dwellings. Any rebuttals on those? Seems right?
That seems all right.
And then lastly, on the buyer's side, there is a plethora of knowledge within the buyers. You know, buyers now are much more better educated through things like Sydney Property Muppets.
Probably the greatest place for information.
Greatest. Thank God I found it, which is a complicated scenario in the metaverse. But there is lots of data, lots of information you can find. You can find recent sales. You can find information on trends. You can talk to agents. You can talk to friends. You can talk to family. You can do Google. There is a plethora, and there's also buyer's agents. So there's more buyer's agents than there ever has been, and that's only going to grow. So they have a wealth of knowledge and the ability to transact and help a sale through.
Mm.
That is why right now is a great time to sell.
Okay.
Agree? You concur? Great. End of episode. Thanks for dropping by.
Oh, that's it. Like, subscribe. No, I would like to play a bit of devil's advocate, which is funny coming from a selling agent saying,
well, it's okay.
Is the right time to sell now? Because my memory is atrocious,
yes.
We're going to go quickly through that list and I'm going to see if I've got not so much a rebuttal, but a different way to look at it.
Well, I think your position is, I guess, what about in a year's time?
Okay, what about in a year's time?
So low stock, what do you think is going to happen with stock in the next year?
Low stock, potentially the same with interest rates, that it's actually going to increase.
Okay, so you think interest rates are going to increase?
Interest rates will decrease,
yes,
which is more than likely going to bring stock onto the market. However, if you still got a really good property and a really good campaign, you're likely to still going to be able to get a fantastic result.
Okay, so rates are going down.
Yep.
Number of properties are going up. What's happening with the number of buyers?
Number of buyers. Dare say the number of buyers is also going to increase. Because with interest rates going down, people's borrowing capacities can go up more.
Yep.
So in the future, they've got the ability to pay more. So that might be a reason why you might want to hold off.
Yep, no, fair. Okay, prices, as I've said, it's gone up sort of 9% last 12 months. You know, thereabouts. What do you think about price of the next 12 months?
If prices are going up, then why wouldn't you just hold off on a little bit?
So you think prices will go up?
I think prices are going to keep going up. And it's the same with that dwelling stories, with dwellings and immigration.
You asked me to address these two, but that's okay. So yeah, immigration?
Yep. If immigration...
Going to slow down, going to stay the same, going to increase?
At this rate, I think it's only going to increase.
Increase, yep. I think it's only going to stay at least as what it is.
From my understanding, it is positive. It's net immigration, so it doesn't mean our jobs are getting taken away. It's jobs that are needed or increasing.
We've got to be careful.
But more immigration.
We're not lobbyists.
Not lobbyists.
Okay, unemployment?
Well, isn't that fantastic that there's not many...
Do you think, though, with the higher immigration, unemployment's at very low, maybe the unemployment may not continue to decrease. It may stay the same in 12 months?
Unemployment might go up a little bit.
Might go up, okay. What about the knowledge? Do you think buyers are going to be dumber?
Buyers are definitely going to be smarter, but they also are going to become more aware, especially with buyers agents like yourself,
yeah,
that when a great property is on the market, they might skip the queue and instead of putting a low offer in, they might go for that higher offer and just get it over and done with to secure that property.
So a bit of a lot what we spoke about last, a bit of FOMO creeping back in. So, okay, so you're convincing me that now is not the right time to sell and we should definitely wait for 12 months. Okay, case closed again.
So, Chris, there is one factor that we haven't taken into that hasn't been taken into account.
I think there's more than one
there's
factor.
There's more than factor. But for the point, episode, there,
we're up to.
Chris, there is one factor you haven't taken
account. What haven't I taken into account?
Now, I'm going to be talking about upsizes because at the moment, the age bracket in Australia, 32 and 33, I believe, is one of the highest ages in Australia, and that's roughly the prime time for people to be buying property or being able to step up. So I'm going to be referring specifically to upsizers
right,
that already have a property. Okay?
Okay, so they have a property and they're going to...
Have a property.
Okay. Now, you just buy and sell in the same market.
So, well, simple numbers, Chris. If you your property's worth 1.5,
yep,
and just say we get all those...
I'm selling it now, I get 1.5.
Get all those conditions in your favor in a year's time, it's going to push your property up to 2 million.
Okay, so you sell now, you make 1.5, you sell in a year, you make 2 million. So that's a 500,000 increase. That's pretty good.
Perfect. But I'm fairly certain most people upsizing from a 1.5 townhouse, whatever
yep,
it is,
yep,
are going to be trying to jump, if they can, into a house that...
If they're selling now, they're selling for 1.5, they're going to buy for how much?
3 million.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll just call it a house generally now.
Yep. Make it simple.
Yep.
Okay.
In a year's time, if we use the same ratio that your property's gone up to 2 million and
correct,
prices are likely to continue to rise
yep,
with all those factors, then that $3 million property, same ratio, is heading up towards that $4 million mark.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we use very simple maths. I'm not saying these are how it's going to increase exactly by any stretch, but the conclusion is what we're saying is, what you are saying, the 1.5 is now worth 2, but the 3 that you're going to buy is now worth 4. You made, by waiting a year, you made $500,000 extra in your property, but you're going to spend an extra $1 million. So you're actually net $500,000 down.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just as a general rule of thumb, I thought all the points you actually said, Chris, were very valid.
Thank you.
I think I wanted to make sure we bring a balanced argument that there's also reasons potentially not to sell now, but I overall think if you are looking at selling and trying to upsize, I think sell when you can.
It's interesting. It's even potentially, it's potentially attractive. How do downsizers work? Downsizers potentially, for them, it's better to wait. So whilst upsizers is better to go now, downsizers is better to wait because then they can sell from 3 million to 4 million and buy the 2 million instead of 1.5.
Yeah. So downsizes, yes, you've got the potential to wait, but also if you do, just say a downsizer's property goes from 3 million to 4 million,
yep,
that property that they might look at 1.5 to 2 million, but then you're also paying higher on stamp duty.
Yeah, true. Yeah, overall flow-on effect is
and I think
more.
Trying to predict the future is always a dangerous game. And
no, I get it.
You buy and sell when you are ready. And if that's now...
Well, I think also the other thing to cover off, I agree with you, but I think the other thing to cover off is right now, I think if you sell and buy in a month or two, things haven't moved that fast. The danger is in a year's time, if things move the way we think they're going to move, things could be moving exponentially faster. So instead of going up by, say, 1% each month, which is bad what it's doing now, it might be going up by 2-3%. So you might sell a property for, even if you're looking at this, you want to sell for $3 million and buy for $3 million. You might sell for $3 million, wait 2 months, and then you're buying for 3.2 or 3.1 million, right? So there's that loss there.
Yeah.
All right, let's head on to our, I think that's nice sort of summary of elements of why to sell now.
Yep.
Elements of why to sell later. Leave it there for our viewers to determine. Next on, our three quick cues.
Okay, three quick questions. Chris and I have not tipped each other off. There's no defending. I reckon just we're going to fire away.
Who's going first?
I reckon...
You love to go first.
You go first. All right. I'm a sharer, Chris.
That hasn't happened for a while. Better have an open house, 9 a.m. on a Saturday or 1 p.m.? You had to choose one.
1 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's surprised. Okay, your turn.
For you, would you prefer to buy them sell or sell them buy?
Buy then sell.
Interesting.
Yeah. You could hear the cogs moving there.
A bit fucking rusty.
Yeah, a bit rusty. What month and year will rates go down?
September 2024.
Well, you think this year? Okay, cool. We do always say that our advice is general in nature.
Yes. Well, this is interesting that you asked me that question, Chris.
Go on.
I believe the cash rate is at 4.3.
Correct.
Prediction on where the cash rate will be at the end of the year.
4.3.
Yeah. This is our fun question.
Yeah.
Fun question.
I actually was just rereading my spider handwriting, so it's always difficult. It's hard when you're a serial killer. You can't read your own handwriting. If you were going to do a triathlon, yeah, how many hours of training would you do beforehand? Specifically for the triathlon.
Zero.
Good. Yeah, no, zero. No, that's okay. Wow.
My last question. Brunch or supper?
What supper? Forgive me.
After dinner, before bed.
Okay. Brunch.
Brunch.
Wasn't sure. Supper might mean dinner to some people. I wasn't sure. So, yeah, brunch. Very good. Okay, as we did say, particularly this episode, our advice is general in nature. Please speak to professionals. Reach out to Kurt and myself if you like our advice or our take on a one-to-one sort of basis overall. Anything else, Kurt, for today?
I think if you think this episode is going to help one person, whether it's a friend, family, or even a pet that you want to put in front of the screen, please feel free to share it with them. Like, subscribe, follow. It would be amazing.
In front of a pet? Okay. All right. Thank you all. Thanks for dropping by. We'll see you next time.